This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
I'm Wong Xiaoling, and this is the Breakfast Grill. We live in somber and uncertain times with the coronavirus changing the way we live dramatically. 40% of the world is under some form of movement restriction, and Malaysia is no different as the race to flatten the curve becomes a priority. So today on the line, we have Datuk Wira Dr. Amir Ali Maidin, Managing Director of the local hypermarket and emporium chain Maidin, to tell us how this company helps feed Malaysia during the movement control order. Thank you for your time, Datuk. I can only imagine how busy you have been and still are. But I want to start firstly with the movement control order, or MCO. When Malaysians started to get hints that we might be forced to stay in our houses, I mean, there was really a mad rush at the shops. So besides the fear of catching the virus, the other big fear that we seem to have is that we will run out of food. Now, are our worries really unwarranted, Datuk?
I tell you, stop worrying. Let me first start with the bigger picture. MCO was announced on the 18th of March, originally. So what happened in the hypermarket, generally at 5 o'clock, Malaysia has a good way of getting leaks out. You know, we seem to know everything before it's announced. So at about 5 o'clock, in the evening, there were massive messages going around. There's going to be a lockdown, curfews, and all those sort of rumors going out. And we had a massive surge of panic buying on the 18th after 5. And we closed our stores at 11, but the other day we closed about 12:30. We hardly went back by 4 in the morning because of replenishment. On the 19th, another mad rush until about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then there was a slowdown, and after that, it's okay, not too bad. Now, what is happening, or what you see out there, is generally when the ministers start making announcements without thinking through the repercussion that's going to happen outside. I think the most important thing is here is give people enough time to act or react. And if we say, for example, the second so-called lockdown, the part two of the lockdown, was done a bit more better because it was announced much earlier. I think it was announced like 1 week earlier that we're going to start the second one from 1st April to, say, 15 April. So this gives people ample time to think through, and this avoids panic buying. Now, from my perspective, how are we handling it? How are we doing it? I will put it... number one, we're handling it very calmly. We are very, very patient. We have everyone prayers. See, many people might not realize. They keep saying frontliners, and they tend to think, rightfully so, the frontliners are actually the doctors, the nurses, the policemen on the road. But the one that is seriously exposed to the public are the hypermarkets, the supermarkets, frontliners. They are not protected. Of course, it is only now masks is available widely. So my staff all are wearing masks. I see many customers wearing masks, almost all customers wearing masks. So the important thing is here is that everybody remain calm, don't panic, and let's go to supply of food. I think that is the crucial thing. People are worrying. Rumors going around. If there's another extension, what's going to happen? Is there going to be enough food on the table?
Sorry, we have these pictures, right, of long lines in supermarkets and empty shelves, and then a lot of complaints about no bread, for example, and no eggs. So, I mean, there's a bit of concern, you know. So is it going to be a challenge to keep the shelves stocked at Maidin, for example?
All right. So let me go grouping by grouping so we get the thing right, okay? Let's talk about fresh. Are we going to have shortage of vegetables? Yes. Very clearly, we are going to have shortages of vegetables. Vegetables, we have lowland and highland vegetables. Lowland is cucumbers, sawi, kangkong, poria, kacang panjang. Highland vegetables, we've got French beans, tomatoes, capsicum, red chili, spring onion. Many of these things, there are going to be shortages in the market simply because the people at the Cameron Highland, they have issues of logistics. They have issues of labor. we know there are many illegals working out there. So So this is going to be an issue. And the more important thing is, what do we do about this issue? One, don't panic. Number two, if you don't have this particular item, there are things that people hardly buy normally. Let's talk about anger gourd, patola, snake gourd, better bottle gourd, beetroot, white radish, and it's in ample stock almost everywhere. And of course, a lot of imported hard veggies, you call them. You've got carrot, cauliflower, rent, round cabbage, Chinese cabbage, Beijing cabbage, celery, China leek. All these are primarily imported. China has opened up. Goods are coming in. So don't panic. You can't have your kangkong that has your cabbage. Now, what is definitely not going to be available? Let's forget all the sayur kampung. Okay? Your limau puro, daun puro, bunga is going to be a massive shortage because people are not just going out there to farm it out. Let's go to condiments. People worry about ginger, garlic, dry chili, potatoes. Don't worry. It will be available. You'll have a challenge with onions simply because most people like Indian onions and there's a lockdown in India. So whatever that's going to come out from India, you're not going to get. But there's onions. You've got onions from China, no problem at all. Don't worry about it. Now, let's go to fish. Is there going to be a problem? You might not get enough fresh fish, like the fresh prawns, tenggiri, red snappers, stingray, but there's enough frozen fish. Many of us have been buying frozen fish from the market, not knowing it's frozen, seriously. Normally, when you buy black pomfret, chincharu, I'll say ikan kembung, mabung, sardine, selal, ikan kerisi, crab, sotong putih, udang besar. Well, normally, these are all frozen, you know. So this is widely available. Don't worry. Then let's talk about freshwater fish. It's available. Most people know what is not available. Eggs, there's going to be a shortage. But you know what? Whatever is available is in the market. What we should be doing, those who can afford to eat a premium item, why you should buy premium eggs? Let's see how we can help others, not only think of ourselves. So if those who can afford to buy premium eggs, you buy premium eggs, so the more needy can buy the normal eggs. Bread, well, there is a shortage, but the shortage is of Gardenia bread. You know, the normal bread is out there. And this is a good time. Let's start baking bread. I mean, even my wife seriously is cooking bread at home now. Now let's go to beef. Don't worry. Buffalo beef is enough. At least until Hari Raya, because people have already pre-ordered. Now the concern goes to rice, sugar, flour, cooking oil. Don't worry. Enough rice, sugar, flour, cooking oil in the market. So stop hoarding. And seriously, let others who really are needy buy the cheaper rice, the 5% or 10%. How about all of us help, those who can help, buy the premium rice? Premium rice is widely available. Buy that. Bottom line, there will be food on your table.
I just want to know, what were the initial challenges you faced during the early days of the MCO? Because we also got many conflicting reports. Was it a struggle to get, let's say, the goods to your hypermarket? Or were your suppliers also confused?
I think there are many challenges here as far as logistics is concerned. Because many of the suppliers were not able to open their warehouses because they require approval from the Ministry of International Trade. But there are thousands of suppliers suddenly going to the Ministry of Approval. But I have dealt with directly with Dato' Lokman and Dato' Bahria in MITI. They're very helpful. They're working 24/7. Because to be frank, some people just ask for approval when they're not even in the so-called essential services. So that's the challenge on the other side. Yes, there is a challenge because people, factories have to work at 50% capacity. They have to, because they want to have social distancing and all this. But generally speaking, we have challenges, logistic challenges, supply challenges. But there are challenges, right? You can walk to any migrant store, a bigger store, of course, If you walk to a smaller store, you might find that massive shortages. But you know what? You might not have the thing in the morning, but by afternoon, the supply comes in. The only concern, of course, is there's an enhanced lockdown being done. There could be a certain logistic nightmare here, especially if people cannot come out after 10 o'clock. But, you know, we are at war here, right? We're at war. We adapt. I think if all of us have the attitude of we can do it, we are not doing it for us, we are doing it for everybody, we are doing it for the country. Let's not worry how I will survive, let's worry how we will survive. Be patient, work together. Now you know who are your friends, who are really thinking about you. And I think we will survive.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm speaking to the Managing Director of Maidin, Dato' Wira, Dr. Amir Ali Maidin. Up next, we're going to ask how the business will fare as Malaysia faces a recession, whilst also having a deeper look at the financials of this nationwide hypermarket and emporium chain, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill, and on the line today with me is the Managing Director of Maidin, Dato' Wira, Dr. Amir Ali Maidin. Just a moment ago, we were discussing what were the challenges the movement control order had on this hypermarket and emporium chain and how they still managed to keep the shelves stocked. And Dato', what about the average price of a basket of groceries now? Has it gone up since the MCO was imposed?
All right. Price increases? Seriously, at the moment, no, but I suspect prices will go up because prices in China are going up. I mean, China supplies to the world. The cost of many things in China are going up, right? So prices will go up, but, you know, times like this, it's not the prices we should worry about, it's the availability we should worry about.
I suppose the concern is for those who are marginalized, who don't have much,
You know, I understand out there, but not everybody is marginalized, right? Those who are marginalized, I think the government is there to help them with some kind of the bantuan, sara hidup, or you know, government giving lots of money out there, maybe to the right people and sometimes to the wrong people. But for them, I think the money will be there. But I think the basic food, the prices haven't gone up, right? Flour, sugar, cooking oil, rice has not gone up, all right? So I think that is where the main thing is. Those prices are not going to go up, and if the prices do go up, I'm sure the government will come in. As long as the supply available, they will come in.
Dato, if we look ahead, so yes, now the shelves are somewhat full. But if we look in 6 months ahead, is there a possibility that we might be short of some essentials? Because we are not the only other country going into lockdown or some movement control order. Other countries are also doing the same thing. So there are worries that workers can't get to harvest or replant. So global supply chains will be and are still being disrupted. Are you concerned about the future, perhaps?
You know, I'm only concerned that if something happens to China again, that is the main concern, because that is the factory of the world. We have a slight weakness because our currency is low vis-a-vis the exchange rate. So things can become very, very difficult if people with money, the US dollars, keep buying things from China, and then we will not be prioritized. All the prices will seriously go very high. But I don't see that at the moment. And seriously, none of us have the crystal ball. But if this can be managed, everybody, every country works together with the so-called lockdowns and whatever. If this can be sorted out within the next 1 or 2 months, I do not think there's going to be a serious problem. If it's going to be 3 months, 6 months, we will survive because we have ample food in Malaysia.
And Dato, you know, like you mentioned, it's probably like going to be hard times and a lot of people will be cash strapped. So what are your concerns with regards to your own business? Because even I think assuming the MCO eventually comes to an end and with the weaker economic outlook, I mean, all your segments, even the Emporium, which is where Maidin makes the bulk of its pre-tax profit, I mean, to the tune of 26 million ringgit last year. I think we're all going to see slower sales, right, as consumers tighten their belts even more. So since your business is focused on low to medium income families, how do you expect to counter this slowdown?
You know, I go back every day and on my song called We Will Survive. And we will survive because we have to survive. Malaysia has to survive. Maidin, of course, will survive. Maidins are low. Just that banks will have to understand that, you know, we probably will not make the money that we want to make. But this is not the time to worry whether we are going to make money. The more important thing is whether we will survive. And I think banks should and understand this. And, you know, we are one of those industries, I hate to put it that way, but I would say too big to fail. We employ 10,000 people. We do 3 billion turnover. If the banks don't give us a lifeline, then the market will just crash on everybody else too, because if we don't get it, everybody else is not going to get it.
And are you going to do your part by keeping all 10,000 Maidin workers during these hard times?
You know, I will try, of course, not to fire anybody. The more important thing is to get the people to be more productive. We are not one of the most productive nations in the world. And this has taught us probably that we really have to be productive. I have full confidence on my workforce. I think my people are working day and night because we are putting food on everybody's table, seriously. You know, I think we need to be very proud of our people out there who are out there working, especially the hypermarket. And of course, not forgetting their wives and children who are sacrificing at home. That is very important.
And Dato, even before the MCO, the operating environment was already very tough, right, among the hypermarkets. So a lot of competition between the likes of Aeon Big, Giant, and even Tesco. Is it going to be worse post-MCO? I mean, does the closure of some Giant outlets ease some of that competitive pressure? Or are you concerned perhaps now that Tesco is going to have a new owner?
We are very highly competitive. I've actually, frankly, never worry. We are here to fight, whether it is Tesco, Giant, or Aeon Big, or ABC, for that matter. Competition is always good for the industry. It is not to worry. Yes, the retail sector is changing. We have different market segments growing up. I think the convenience shops, the 99, if I may say, are doing well. The KK Mart should be doing better. We are not in that segment at the moment. Rightly or wrongly, we had a lot of so-called Maidin stores, but we were not able to manage that. Maybe we are not good enough. We're not smart enough. Maybe we're a bit naive here. But business is changing, and I think we're also changing our own models. We have our own online, and we are online on Shopee, for that matter. We sell a lot of things on Shopee.
Dato, you know, you mentioned online, so let's talk about that. I think because in the future, would you say, are you going to spend more or prepare more for e-commerce? Because, you know, that was one of the few businesses that are still allowed to operate during the MCO. And I think Malaysians now will shop that way permanently rather than, you know, always popping into a store. So it will become a normal way of life. So will it be a focus for Maidin in the future?
The economic scenario has changed. The shopping will change. I think people who don't buy online have started to buy online now. I think... but we will be there. We will be there. We have always been with the market. I mean, we're very on Shopee online. They are very good partners with us. They are very, very supportive to us. But we are also on other PG malls and other marketplaces. We work with, of course, Panda and Grab and whoever wants to buy Happy Fresh for that matter, right? So we are working together. And I can assure you, after this pandemic is over, everything is over, I think, within the next 6 months or 12 months, you can buy online from Maidin in any store in Malaysia. We will be there.
I have to ask you a bit about your financials. I did see the ratings agency Malaysia report on your Islamic note that they issued. The report doesn't play a very rosy picture. It does say that Maidin's balance sheet is weak, is too highly geared with poor cash flow, whilst the business is bogged down by loss-making premium supermarkets and malls. So what do you have to say about this?
Well, that $350 million, we are lucky. We've already paid it off. So I think maybe probably the Almighty was looking up at us, taking care of us, and we were lucky that we already paid it off. So our gearing will come down. This MCO period is going to be tough. After this, it's going to be tougher. But I think the most important thing is that, you know, we are in essential business. So if we have the customer support, we have our staff support, and the so-called fair weather banker support, we should be okay.
Finally, what kind of message would you like to give Malaysians? I mean, there's a lot of worry out there. And you're a businessman. You've weathered more than your fair share of tough times, although these are exceptional circumstances. What would you like to say to everyone?
I think even personally myself, and many of us in the business have gone through many cycles. And I know that this is going to be the worst of the cycle. But, you know, after every cycle, we come out more stronger. We learn new things. We learn how to do better. And we also know who are your good suppliers, the suppliers who support you, and the suppliers who say, pay first before I send you the goods. So, I mean, just like anywhere, you know who are your friends and who are your enemies, to put it more bluntly. So the most important thing for the Malaysian is that, you know, we will come out of it. Have confidence in yourself. We have to be positive. If every day you keep looking at numbers and how many more people died for COVID-19. I mean, this is not a game. This is not an English Premier League. You want to know who's getting extra points here, right? Let's cut down on this COVID-19 news out there. Let's be more positive. Let's work together. Let's try to help others. I think if we just do that, and politicians, please stop putting your photographs on rice bags and what do you call hand sanitizers. Be a bit more humane. I cannot believe, seriously, that politicians are going that way. I saw rice packages in somebody's face. I see hand sanitizers in somebody else's face. Is this the right time to do it? So we know who are the politicians you should be voting for. You know, going out there, if you're sincere about it, please do it. But just to show your face. And seriously, businessmen, you want to give your distribute, you want to give your donation. Do you really need to take a photograph with the Prime Minister to show that the world that you're given $1 million? I mean, sometimes this shows how low people go. You know, I think something has gone wrong somewhere. And I hope that out of this, we learn better. We better become a better human being, because I guess we spend more time with our families. This is the time. Know what love for family is.
On that note, thank you for your time, Dr. Amir, to tell us the role that Maidin is playing in feeding Malaysia during the MCO, whilst also giving us that much-needed message of hope during these challenging times. I'm Wong Xiaoning for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, encouraging you to stay home during this period of movement control.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.